This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hello and welcome to a Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and guess who is back to visit? Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for coming so soon. You were only here a few weeks ago. I'm so excited that you came back.
Yeah, it's great. Great to be back here.
And is it a long drive for you, or, I don't know, where are you living about now?
Well, actually, I just moved in yesterday, officially, to the Boston area.
Oh, so it wasn't too bad of a drive for you.
No, now I'm close.
Nice. And how was that? Was that fun?
Yeah, it was lots of fun. It was stressful, though.
Right. Moving as always.
Yeah.
But you got a roommate?
I do. It's my roommate from college. So
oh, that's
going to
be so much
great.
Fun. Yep. You guys can go shopping together.
Yeah.
How nice. But thank you so much for coming in. I really do appreciate that. It's hard to get some girls in here, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when there's practice and everything. I know how it goes. But anyways, we got to know you last time as being on top on the cover of the calendar. The unveiling went well?
It went great. Yes, thank you.
Was it a great turnout?
It was. It was a blast. Yes, had a really good time meeting everyone.
I was there as well, and I thought everybody looked gorgeous.
Aw,
everyone looked like they had a great time. And you
TBS
sold a lot of
scene is amazing too.
Isn't it beautiful?
It was wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, love their food there. Anyways, moving right along, let's get to know you a little better. Because like I said the last time you were here, that I didn't really get to talk to you too much. We talked about the calendar and the trip and all the boyfriend and everything. But now we're going to talk about everything else. Is that cool?
Okay. Sounds good.
All I did was go online and print your thing, so don't be nervous.
Okay.
I promise. One thing that sparked some interest was your community service. You did Dancers for Cancer, Relay for Life, and Habitat for Humanity. Was that before you were a cheerleader?
It was. That was while I was in college and high school, different things. The Dancers for Cancer was actually in college. I went to the University of Connecticut, and one of my classes was an event planning type of course. So we could plan any kind of event on campus. Some people did basketball tournaments and stuff like that. But I actually put together a charity event for the American Cancer Society.
That is amazing.
And it was great. It was about four or five of us that put it together. That was my group. And we got all different dance groups from campus, such as they had all different ethnic dance groups.
Right,
and,
right.
Everything from like stomp team to the dance team to the tap team. And we put on kind of like a showcase for everyone. And
that's awesome. And did you sell tickets for it?
Yep. And we raised almost $1,000. It was wonderful.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it went really well.
So that's a really good idea for, you know, girls listening anywhere. If you need an excuse to have a recital or a performance.
Right.
You know, and you get to give to a great cause.
Yeah.
October is, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month and all that kind of good stuff. So it would be great to get more funds, you know.
That's true. Absolutely.
To donate.
Yeah, it went really well, and the American Cancer Society was so happy with everything. They sent us lots of letters of gratitude, and they helped, too, with marketing and everything to even make it bigger. So
that's awesome.
Great. Yeah, it was really great.
Aw, that sounds like fun. And you've been dancing for a while yourself.
Yes, I have.
So you were a dancer. Oh, but it says you were a cheerleader, too.
Yeah, I danced for all of my life, but then when I went into high school, we didn't have a dance team for our school.
Right.
We had a cheerleading team.
Right,
so
right.
I wanted to stay a part of the school instead of just doing it extracurricularly outside of school.
Yep.
So I joined the cheerleading team, and that gave me a great insight into cheering as well as dance. We actually competed a little bit, and I got to learn some stunts and things like that.
That must have been hard at first.
It was.
Because cheering is very different from dance.
It is. It's very...
Especially
it's
on the high
stiff.
School, the competition level, it's
right.
completely different.
Right. I mean, stunting and stuff I had never done before. And,
but it's fun.
It is fun. I got to fly, so that was
Did fun. You? That's yeah. awesome. And what's your most, what's the word I'm looking for, elite stunt that you did, being a flyer?
I don't know. I didn't do too much on it. I mean, I would do like a twist or...
That's kind of a big deal.
A straddle jump or...
See, okay, I was
like
never
that.
A flyer. So twist downs are huge for me
because yeah.
I'm like seeing elbows coming into my face. And I think it's kind of a big deal that you have
it is.
The bravery to
for the
do
bases.
It. Yeah, you should. That is good, though.
Yeah, it's great.
So we have a few likes and dislikes over here. Your favorite food, the chicken, pasta, cereal, and salad.
Yes, I do.
Salad.
I do. Since
my favorite
salad.
Food is salad.
I do. I love it.
Good. I'm glad you like them. Actually, I like salad, too, but, well... I guess I
love
like dressing.
Those places where you can make your own and they're all the little
yeah.
pickings and toppings. And
yeah.
Stuff. Those are fun.
The buffets? Yeah, those are awesome. No, I'm a dressing fan. I won't lie. Okay, we're going to play a little game right now. I'm going to say words, and you're going to tell me the first word that comes to mind when I say the word.
All right.
Are we cool?
Okay.
Okay. They're easy, I promise. Ice cream.
Vanilla and peanut butter.
Ooh, I love
peanut butter. That's the best flavor.
Peanut butter is the best.
Yeah, I could eat it, peanut butter on anything.
Me too. I could so eat peanut butter on everything. Anything and everything. Yep. Except celery, because I don't like celery. But that's
yeah.
It. Okay. Red.
Green. For Christmas. Favorite holiday.
Holiday.
Say Valentine's Day.
Cute. 12.
Actually, I played field hockey for a year, and that was my jersey number. So
really?
Yeah, we'll add that.
I totally threw that out thinking you'd be like, Tom Brady. Oh. But I
always think about myself.
I want a doll.
But I guess that would make sense. Field hockey, though, that's awesome.
Yeah, that it was great.
I love field hockey. I took it for gym. That was about it. I wasn't very good at it.
Yeah.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Sideline.
Cheering.
Good job. Yay.
Thank you.
I was just curious. So anyways, just to switch gears a little bit, we're going to talk about some things that are for the girls in school that are like, oh my God, what am I going to wear tomorrow? Huge right now for the fall are jewel tones, mm-hmm. colors, like deep browns, like a amber color orange,
right.
And, you know, like the bright greens. Those are really big right now. I love them. Absolutely
love
them.
Yeah, I love them too. I am actually just decorating my apartment, my room. I got this brown and teal comforter and brown and green.
I love brown and teal.
Too.
Brown and teal and brown and pink.
Yeah,
like such good combinations.
They are. They're fun for the winter too and the fall.
Yeah, because it's kind of like it adds a brightness to the crispness of a brown. You
right.
know what I mean?
Very earthy, and I love it.
Yes. So if you want to get some examples of these jewel tones, I suggest a mini jacket with some long necklaces mm-hmm. with all different colors in them. You can get those anywhere.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of chain necklaces and
long
with pendants and things like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, they have them all.
I'm there. Really bad at doing like earrings and a necklace, though.
Mm-hmm.
I always used to do it, but now I'm like, oh my God, it's too much.
Yeah, you can't have like the dangly with the dang.
Yeah, so now I'm like, where are my studs? I think it was cheering that did it to me. I won't lie. Because being a cheerleader, you just wear a simple rhinestone because you have so much going on in your
right.
uniform.
Right.
So I think that's what did it to me because the neckline always had rhinestones on it.
Yep. Yeah.
Like a necklace. Anyways, that's my story. Do you think skinny jeans are still going to be in for this winter?
I don't know. I think so.
Are you a fan of skinny jeans?
I do. I like them. Something that I really enjoy is the bright color jeans. I've seen they have like bright blue, red. I think those are fun to have like
different
colors. Solid shirt and then just like fun colored jeans.
So I always wanted red pants, but
a few pants.
I could never pull it off, so I never bought them.
Yeah, I don't know if I can pull them off either, but they're fun to try. So.
They are fun to try. I did buy the red boots with a red jacket. I can do that.
Oh, that's cute.
I can do that.
But
skinny jeans, I just can't do it.
As long as the Uggs aren't out yet, those are my favorite. My Uggs.
I love Uggs. Uggs are
they're so
cute.
Comfortable. I don't even care if they go with
Yeah, if
style,
they go with anything, does it matter? They're so comfortable. And they're supposed to be meant for like people on the beach. That's where they started. Did you know that?
Really? No.
Uggs were originally, I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on this just in case, but I'm pretty sure they were like meant for like on the beach and stuff like that. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I could be totally wrong. Since
they're just great. Dead. They're like the flip-flops for the winter that you can just throw on.
Yeah.
To and run just, outside and get something.
Or to start your car because it's so cold out.
Exactly.
Now, since you're in Boston, do you have a parking space?
I'm in the process of doing that right now. It's actually easier to get a lot of parking spots if you have Massachusetts license plates.
Right.
But I'm from New Jersey, so I'm in the process of trying to switch over everything.
Yeah. But you have time.
Just more worth it. Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's good. Very good. Well, I really appreciate you coming back here.
Yeah,
you guys have a game coming up, and I know you're probably getting all prepared for that.
Yep.
Do you have any outlook as to what you'll be wearing for this game?
We'll probably be wearing our white fringe outfit, the new signature uniform.
Or maybe even the Elvis one, because it's going to probably be a little cooler.
Probably because of the weather, we'll probably wind up wearing either our Elvis one or we have a thin jacket with
shorts. The satin jacket.
I love
the satin jacket.
Me too. I haven't gotten to wear that yet, so I'm excited.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Well, anyways, thank you very much, Ryan, for coming.
No problem. Thank you,
Ryan. It was very nice meeting you formally.
Yes, it was.
Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.